now tuned into the greatest. Turn the music up in the headphones.
Oh, yeah! And as you well know, I was trendy before I realised I was retarded.
Oh, Ballack!
It's good the fact that Liverpool haven't won everything in sight, to start off with.
Crunch.
How can you talk to me about something you know nout about?
I don't know where information comes from.
Yeah, it's not that bloody funny when you're retarded.
Yeah, why do you look at me?
Boy!
And we are on v2football.com, at v2football on Twitter, the home of the 72 show, the V2 Football Podcast, the V2 Academy Podcast, and the Broken But Glorious Wrestling Podcast. And a bit of lowdown on each. The 72 show is our monthly Football League show with some great guests from the Football League world. The V2 Football Podcast brings you a humorous look at all the latest news from world football. Always good banter and some top interviews to go along with it. The V2 Academy is our summer show about coaching, player development and the academy football system around the world. The Broken But Glorious Podcast is our fortnightly wrestling podcast reviewing pay-per-views, discussing British wrestling and WWE news, and it also brings you some exciting interviews with guys from both the British and the US indie scene. Of course, guys, we are sponsored by ArtOfFootball.com, whose handcrafted designs try to emulate the beauty of those split-second moments, the moments you never forget as they look to capture the energy, passion and euphoria that erupts from that one magical kick of a football. They only produce a limited number of each design, so your t-shirt, canvas, whatever you may purchase, like any good piece of art, are exclusive and completely original. So it's ArtOfFootball.com, at ArtOfFootball on Twitter, search for them on Facebook and Instagram, and enter the promo code ACTIONAL for 10% off at the checkout. Welcome everyone to the ACTIONAL Premier League Podcast here on V2Football.com. Back again 2 weeks in a row, Al. This is some kind of record for us, son. Some kind of record. So before we get into football, as we always do, Al, as we always do, what's been happening this week? What's happening? What's the news?
Oh, look, what's going on here?
What's going on, as ever? Recording on a Sunday afternoon.
Handbags.
And we are in the middle of Super Sunday Brighton against Arsenal, 2-1. And it's all kicking off here.
Something to do with Jack Wilshere.
Something to do with Jack
Wilshere. Skinhead Wilshere.
Someone's had his fags out of his pocket.
Is that player knocked out? Looks like he's not moving, sir.
He's not moving. Let's have a look.
Oh, see, we looked down for five seconds and all shit happens.
Peter Check knows. Leave him alone, guys. Leave him alone.
Get back off you. Get back, everyone.
But no, he's not showing a replay, are they? He might be bad.
Do you know his hat, his skull cap? Got Wi-Fi.
Peter. Bluetooth headphones, son. Yeah, ball in the fuck yeah, mate. Yeah, it's a ball boy.
Oh, it's okay. Well, he's up.
They're not showing a replay, though, are they?
No, they're not.
Fuck me, how many paramedics they need?
Fucking
he's getting up, guys. You can go back now. But, while you see that in full, what have you been up to last week?
Last night I went to a Mary Poppins themed restaurant.
No.
Yeah, food was alright, actually.
Yeah?
Super cauliflower cheese, but the lobster was atrocious. But as I walked home, I was attacked by a man with a power tool. Yeah. There I was, just walking down the street, minding my own business, and then bosh!
Oh!
Boom, boom, boom! I'm all out of jokes.
I don't even know any jokes, Al. I don't even know any jokes.
Well, of course, son, this week, as you already know, I've come out of semi-retirement. Of graphic design.
You have indeed.
As you know, I haven't done the graphic design business for many years now.
You haven't, son.
But of course, when it comes to school, and kids, competitions. It was a competition. Design a Welsh poster.
Yeah.
So I come out of retirement. I got my old graphic design
Get it fucking slamming out the park, son, did you?
First prize. She's won a certificate. She's taken all the glory.
She's happy. Deep
down inside, I know.
Yeah.
I still got it.
And for all them parents out there who say, well, the kids should be doing most of the work, fuck you. Name of the game is competition.
She painted it.
There we are, son.
She painted it.
There we are. She's done it then, isn't she?
She did a shit job painting, so I had to chop her on the edges.
Fair enough, son.
Made it look better,
That's fair enough, son.
But at the end of the day, it does not say on the sheets they hand out to us.
So,
please, parents, do not design posters, blah, blah, blah.
Exactly. All exactly. Right? You got every right to do it out. Every right, as I did with my little one.
As you did, sir.
Your flag. And she will 2-1 first prize. So, it shouldn't say competition, should it?
No.
You know what I mean? Because that gives the juices flowing out.
Is it our fault that we studied graphic design for years?
It's not our fault.
We qualified in graphic design. Exactly. And we know how to mix stuff. We did art and design and multimedia. Is it our fault? No. Is it? No. Oh, is he crying, eh? Oh, God bless him, he's crying his heart out.
Oh, no.
What's he done there? Oh, his arsband's dropped off.
His arsband's dropped off.
So, no, it's not our fault that our daughter's got trained designers.
It's competition now. And me and you, we're old school, son. We're a competition, or you play a game or sport, you play to win, son.
Yeah.
You don't play for the fun of it.
You don't get a fucking medal for losing.
You're going out there to win it.
You technically do.
You do.
But I don't want the medal for losing. Yeah.
But, like all these kids...
Barged him, there.
Oh, that's not out of place in the NFL, that now.
Oh, God, he would have been his sin bin in rugby for that,
God,
son,
look at him. Oh, Bruno's on.
Bruno!
Bruno wouldn't say that, son. Try that with me, you'll say. Yeah. Come on.
Looks like somebody stuck his head on upside down.
He is a fucking, guess who character, isn't he?
Yeah.
But no, as you say now, old school, we're not like these kids, they're told it's taking part in the counts. No, yeah, you play to win, Al, and that's it.
That's what I was trying to say. You get a medal for taking part. Get a medal for either coming first, second, or third in the Olympics.
Yeah.
Alright?
Exactly.
Fourth don't get a fucking medal.
No.
What, you got a fucking tinfoil medal?
Tinfoil, son. Your mama will make you when you get home, son.
Of course, this time of year now, the Easter Bonnet Parade will be coming out in 3 weeks' time.
Yes, yeah, so it's I have won now.
It 2 years back to back now.
With my
amazing Easter Bunny. I believe it is on Twitter. I did put it on Twitter.
You did, son. That's how,
I do believe
that's how
it.
How proud you were of it, son.
Oh, it was a work of art, that was, son. But the only thing is, I peaked too soon.
Aye, I know.
My chick last year, it was great.
How'd you top it?
My chick was great with his origami beak.
Oh, beautiful.
But the bunny was outstanding. But I've got one lined up this year, son. I got a cheeky one lined up this year, son.
Lined up.
I got 3 weeks to do it. Boom.
Okay, yeah. But, what else? I haven't done nothing this week. Bit of work, obviously. I went to the pub the other night. First time for a while.
Oh, yeah.
And I went there. I'm like, next to some fella. I can't remember his name now. I said, oh, I got a joke. Do you want to hear a joke about the Irish? He says he's Irish. Big fellow as well.
Well, you part Irish.
I'm part Irish, Al. I know, son, but they don't like jokes with me. He said, I can't do Irish, son, so I'll just do him in old voice. Let me tell you something. He said, I'm Irish. I'm 6'6". He said, look around. The landlord there, he worked London with a craze. See that fellow over the corner there? Irish boxing champion, bare knuckle champion, he said. And the fellow he's talking to? IRA, just got out of prison, 30 years. So he said, you think about this now. Do you really want to tell this joke?
Yeah.
I said, no, you're right. Not if I've got to explain it 4 fucking times.
Bit of humour there, ladies and gentlemen. Bit of humour. That's what the show's all about.
That's what the show's all about.
Most people would think football.
We barely talk football in this, Al. Barely skim over it, we do.
I had an idea, son. Let me have my idea out, son, if I can get it out of my head.
Sit tight, ladies and gentlemen.
What about when the football season finishes?
Yeah.
What about.
Go on, son.
The Arsenal.
Go on.
All Star.
Comedy show.
Basically, it's the show, but we talk fuck all about football.
So basically, about 5 minutes shorter then.
Yeah, 5 minutes shorter. Yeah.
And of course, we had the snow, big snow. Talking point now. Bigger than football this week, sonny.
Don't get me fucking started on that, son. Don't get me started, son.
For anyone who's listening who doesn't know, me and Alex reside in Swansea. Must be the only part of the UK hardly got a flake of snow, son.
Well,
hardly got a flake of snow.
We're a seaside city. Yeah. We live really close to the sea. We're surrounded by water. But at the end of the day, I'm driving down Mumbles Road, okay?
Yeah.
Dropping the wee bairn off.
The wee bairn.
On St. David's Day. She had her costume on. Beautiful. Radio 2. Red warning.
Yeah.
Just issued a red warning for Devon, Exeter and South Wales. I'm like, fuck.
Yeah.
We're going to be covered in it. We're going to be caked in snow. I'm chuffed.
Chuffed, son. So it's like a Friday night down O'Driscoll's, son.
3 o'clock comes. Oh, it's starting. Yeah. I'm like, where the fuck's this red? red fucking warning sign. Next day then, nothing. I'm like, no. Well, we did have snow.
How much though? Come you on, know, now,
it was. It was a sprinkling. It was basically. It's like sugar icing on top of a cake.
Yeah, it's. I tell you what, it's a Jaffa's jizz worth of snow.
Jaffa's
jizz. That's what it is, son. Jaffa's jizz worth of snow.
You know me better than anybody else, son. I don't like being lied to.
Don't. You don't.
And then fuckers at the Met office promised me snow.
Promised us snow.
Okay, they said South Wales. What they really meant was South East Wales.
Yes. Exactly.
Cardiff, Bridgend.
Cardiff, got to Bridgend, it stopped. Newport. Didn't want to come any further.
Alright. So every time them fuckers lie to me on the weather, promise me storm, I fucking loves a storm.
Loves a storm,
so. I'm always down Swansea Bay, Mumble's Head, looking at the waves crashing, boom. Oosh,
nice.
Like a madman. Say, come on!
The top of the
and when that doesn't happen, son, I am pissed off. Alright?
And you got every right to
I did not get the snow I was promised. I feel fucking cheated.
And the kids had a day off for fuck all.
Day and a half off.
Day and a half off school for fuck all.
And that just pissed me off even more. Because I had to buy, because we get World Book Day.
Oh, yes.
On the Friday now, school. I don't know, because...
I'm not sure.
It's all different days. Yeah. I think World Book Day officially on the 1st of December. 1st of March.
Yeah.
But obviously, we in Wales, we got Dewi Sant, which is St. David's Day.
All right.
So we had, had to go out and buy a fucking Welsh costume on a Monday for 13 quid. She wears it half a day.
Half a day, son.
Friday, World Book Day. I've spent 20 quid on a fucking dinosaur costume for the dinosaur that pooped the planet.
It didn't even wear it.
She didn't even fucking wear it because there's a light dusting of snow.
It's a joke. Absolute joke. Absolute joke. That's
don't piss us off. How much did I say? Was it for 18 quid? 15 quid? Something like that. I don't know. Can't remember. But it's rounded up to 20 quid. That's 20 quid I could have spent on Burt Reynolds' DVD.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. You're missing out on Burt then.
Yeah.
It's not on. That is not on, ladies and gentlemen. You need to write a stern email.
I could have bought Thor Ragnarok on 3D Blu-ray for that. I had to cancel that, son, because I had to buy the fucking outfits.
It's not on at all now. It's not on. It's fucking...
And then, fucker, don't get me started on a Derek Recorder. Not Derek
Recorder. Derek Recorder.
Not fucking Derek Recorder. It was a Derek Brockman.
Oh, the weatherman.
Welshman, yeah.
Welsh weatherman.
Weatherman walk over the fucking edge of a cliff. Lying bastard.
Anyway, I think with time now, we can crack on with some football, Al.
Well, it's your fault, son.
It is.
You asked me stupid questions.
I know, I got onto it. But that's what this show is about.
You know how much I get upset when people lie to me.
Exactly.
Especially when it comes to weather.
But anyone who heard us, they know what this podcast is
about. Oh, and looking into the fucking shops is ridiculous.
Oh,
I went into Lidl's, but yeah, I don't usually go to Lidl's, go to Aldi's, but the Aldi's is closed down for refits.
Yeah, I saw it.
So I had to go to Lidl's. Fucking nothing in it.
Nothing in it. Shelves
ready. It's black a joke. Pudding. I was in there the day before. Loads of. They had a massive container of black pudding, sliced ones, and in a row. All sold out. Who the fuck stockpiles black pudding?
It's a joke, son.
I said, there's one buying 40 tins of sardines.
She must be shitting.
I said to you, she either likes fucking fish or she's got a pet tiger.
You never know, son.
40 fucking tins of sardines.
Joke, man. It's a joke. I just don't understand what people's mindset is. I don't understand it.
I popped in there, son. What did I get? I bought a packet of chocolate-covered peanuts.
Nice. Always a treat.
So
you suck the chocolate off first, now?
It depends what I'm doing. Really?
Yeah.
Or you mean on the chocolate peanuts?
Yeah.
Right. What I like to do, I like to get a little... I'd say 10, maybe 15 of them. Shove them in my gob. Yeah. Get my hot cup of tea, drink it, and let it melt in my mouth.
How are you not sick?
Let it melt in my mouth.
How are you not fucking struggling to breathe?
Chocolate. Ooh, drool, son. I don't know if you noticed, son. I got a really big mouth.
Yes, yes, yes.
Oh, was I like, well, that's still a bite. Anyway, I bought four things. Not essential things. Treats.
Treats, Al. Treats, yeah.
That's all I don't eat bread. I don't care. I don't eat bread.
No.
Okay, I don't eat it.
No.
I got plenty of tea. I got a cupboard full of my Yorkshires.
Too much, son. I got 1,000 bags stored away for a rainy day.
I got a cupboard full of my soy milk.
That's all you need, son.
I'm happy. As long as I got my tea.
That's all you need, son. That's all you need to keep going.
Cup of tea, milk, boom. I got fresh veg. All right, in there, boom. I'm making my veggie burgers, veggie nuggets, bean burgers in tins, boom.
Nice. Don't understand people's mindset, son.
I'm not worried.
I don't understand their mindset.
But if I do want bread, son, guess what I can do?
You can make it, son.
I can fucking make it.
You can make it, son, exactly.
Because it's not hard to make a fucking loaf of bread.
Fucking hell, no.
People fucking, I saw a man, fucking, he had about 10 loaves of bread. Fucking hell. That's wrong with society today.
It's disgusting.
You don't know the basic skills.
No.
Basic fucking skills. Fucking like making a loaf of bread. It's simple, make a loaf of bread.
Fucking disgusting. You'll chuck eight of those rolls, you'll chuck away.
Yeah. Oh fuck, no doubt about it, son. If he doesn't put it in the freezer, son, he's lost that.
Who's got room in the freezer for eight loaves of bread?
Oh fuck, I haven't.
Oh fuck, me neither.
The only breads in my freezer is breadcrumbs.
Breadcrumbs, son. Breadcrumbs.
Let me tell you, son. Right. Always got breadcrumbs in the freezer. You never know when you need them.
You never do, son. You never do. Bit of football, Al. Should we talk some football?
Oh, go on then, son.
And we'll start then, ladies and gentlemen, with early kick-off yesterday. Burnley against Everton. Everton actually went 1-0 up here, Al.
They did, Tosak.
With his first goal. Yeah. First goal for the club, I think, isn't it?
I do believe that.
It started as well. Big Sam started him. And they were playing well. And it all went tits up, son.
After 20 minutes, weren't it? They played well after 20 minutes. After
20 minutes, then Burnley put a bit of pressure on. They battled.
Nice out.
Big Sam going. He's going.
Williams sent off, wasn't he?
Williams sent off.
Was it because of that dopey haircut he's got now?
I think it was. I think the referee took offence. Quite rightly so. You know, he looks like Play-Doh coming out of his head, doesn't
it? It doesn't.
All over the shop, actually. Sort it out, son. But he's having
factory X.
He's having.
That's a bit. That's a. Have you got that sent? The phone there thing.
I can't stand Play-Doh. Well, gets fucking everywhere. The bits.
The little one's got it. She had a couple years back. It's fucking hard. How do they expect a child to do that? I never know.
And little bits. It peels off and gets everywhere. On. And it gets stuck in your mat, in your rug, again, son. I can't be dealing with it.
Tries to eat it. So don't fucking eat. It's full of salt. So. She eats it, it's horrible, it is. 5 minutes later, she tries to fucking eat it again. Galhead.
It's Ashley Barnes with the equaliser.
Yeah, the Austrian international. Eh?
Austria's own Ashley Barnes and Chris Wood.
The former England goalkeeper.
Yeah, so on, son. Putting Burnley battling hard to 2-1 lead. Ashley Williams sent off then.
86 minutes.
Having a terrible season, Ashley Williams. He's gone. Swansea, they sold him at the right time, I think. Yeah. He had the best years out of him.
I don't know, mate. Because he was a big fish in a small pond, dude. And now he's gone out. He's
no,
a little fish.
He was top quality when he was here.
Yeah.
Maybe towards the end, he'd gone downhill, but Swansea were going downhill. So it's hard to tell if it was on him or is it on the whole Swansea unit. But when he was on form a few years ago for
he's got
Swansea.
A face only mother can love. What the fuck is going wrong with his face? He looks like a fucking. Goblin.
But I was texting the brothers, you know, one of them's an Everton fan, and I said he barely looks
he's not
brother-in-law. He barely looks League One standard at the minute, the way he's playing. And now whether it's a confidence thing because he haven't had a great start and season with Everton, half the squad haven't had Everton, but he's one of them you can almost guarantee. He'd probably end up, or Brendan will bring him in at Celtic in the summer.
Oh, yeah.
And he'll have two seasons up there.
Hey, if Brendan Rodgers is still there, son, he's been tipped for the Arsenal job.
He has indeed.
And he says, why would he want to leave the best job in the world?
He's living the dream, he says.
Living the dream, isn't it? Should I tell you why he doesn't want to leave it? Because he'll get found out as being a fucking fraud.
that's
the other player I put in my squad.
To be honest with you,
Hector.
Hector Bellerin.
Bellerin.
Rodgers, I think he wouldn't do any worse than Wenger at the moment if he was a club like Arsenal. Whether he'd do any better, I don't know.
Hey,
but he wouldn't do any worse.
Can Wenger lost the season?
Well, the way it's looking, look, they've got Brighton hold on for the next 10 minutes. They've beaten Arsenal. 82 minutes gone.
Three losses in a row. Yeah, give or take, they lost to Man City twice, but 3-0 twice.
Well, they didn't just lose, did they? They were absolutely torn apart. Go on! 3-1! Glenn Murray offside.
Get the fuck!
Right, we were talking about Everton, Ashley Williams. Yeah, it's just, you know, because that's what happens.
He was onside, ref. He was onside. Chris Hinton, he was onside. He was playing the door.
Because exactly what happens to any...
He's offside.
So what happens to any ageing Premier League footballer who loses their form? They end up at Celtic, Sam. Basically, yep. You know, same thing happened to many...
John Hartson, Ian Wright.
Exactly.
Dion Dublin.
Chris Sutton, Sam. There's plenty to talk about, but yeah. You know, it could just be a very dodgy spell for him because Everton are struggling this season. He's lost confidence as well in his play. But it's not the best time for him. And Burnley, though, battle back, as you said. Great win for them at home. Continued tremendous season, home record.
Still 7th in the league. Still 7th.
Closing down Arsenal. Yeah. Definitely, exactly. So, and that would be surely the final nail in the coffin if Burnley finish above Arsenal at the end of the season. Come the end of the season. Can you imagine that? That would be absolutely... He'd have to go, surely.
I would like Burnley... If they weren't Burnley, if they didn't have a horrible kit, I'd like to kit Burnley.
No,
it's disgusting.
Disgusting.
No, I like claret and blue.
Yeah,
West Ham claret and blue is nice.
Yeah,
but Burnley, for some reason, it's fucking horrible. Right. I would like Burnley. I would respect that team.
Yeah,
but it's because it's Burnley. I wouldn't.
There we are. Fair
I'd like Sean Dyche being a bigger team. Sean Dyche would be good at Everton.
Big Sam has got the job at Everton, I think, for next season. You'll see the best of them next season when he can bring in...
No,
get out the deadwoods. No, I don't
out think at the end of season. So.
I don't think he will, unless other managers become available, big managers become available, then they will. So, I don't know. We'll see. But well done to Burnley, another tremendous home win, keeping up that record. Move on then to Filbert Street. Leicester City against Bournemouth, Al. One each. Joshua King from the penalty spot. Norway's own son.
King Joshua of Norway.
Putting Bournemouth 1-0 up. Raheem Mahrez, last minute equaliser, son. Tremendous footballer. Fucking shit haircut. He's really got to sort that out now, Raheem.
Will have the fans forgiving him now?
Well,
give him a minute, boosh.
I don't think they're ever going to forgive him because come the summer transfer window opens, the same thing is going to happen. And if he doesn't get a move within a couple of weeks, he'll fucking chuck his toys out of Pram again and try and force a move out again.
I'm not playing for you again, mate.
He talks like that.
Apparently. That's all he's speaking as Algeria, no?
Gonna go with that.
Well, if I did the Algerian accent, I'd come across as racist. Being a Welsh man, I can get away with being Welsh accents. That's you know, like, over the top Welsh accents.
You're right. But not a good home point for Leicester. We'll continue, I think, they're only just behind Leicester, Burnley in eighth, I think. Watford are there as well. Are they ninth as well around that area? Bournemouth.
37 points.
Bournemouth, good away points, picking up points away, getting a few wins at home. They're looking to pull away slowly from the drop zone. So it was just a good result for both teams, really. So there's not a lot to talk about that game, really, was there? So we move on now out to the S Derby, Southampton against Stoke. 0-0.
What Derby?
The S Derby, son.
No fucking
idea, John. The S Derby, son.
Nothing happened. Jeff Cameron got booked,
and that is about it.
That's nothing happened.
Pellegrino.
No.
Sean Olsen.
Pellegrini's in China.
Yes, that's right. Pellegrino.
Who's he? Marcello Lippi is the highest paid manager in the world at the moment.
Is he really?
He's I think he's the Chinese national coach, I think.
Is he really?
18 million a year.
What bad work have you been good at, Mike?
Oh, fucking, what was it? The top 10 managers, highest paid manager, I think 6 of them, maybe in China.
Yeah?
But in Villa Boas, he's getting 11 million a year.
Yeah, well, he left, didn't he, to go on the rallies, didn't he? Done that Dakar rally.
Yeah, yeah.
And now he's going to go back to management, he says. And he's hinted...
He had a crash, didn't he? Done a back injury, didn't he? Yeah.
But he wants... I think it was this week or last week. He wants to come back. But doesn't want to go back to Portugal. I think England was hinted at somewhere. So who knows if a...
AVB.
If a club becomes available there. Like maybe in Everton or somewhere like that. Yeah, whether... Yeah.
He was at Zenit before he was in China, wasn't he?
Was he?
Zenit St. Petersburg for a couple of years.
Yeah, that's right. Of course he was, yeah. So whether... I don't think he's high profile enough or got a tremendous track record to take a club over like Arsenal.
You wouldn't take over Arsenal with Tottenham links.
But a solid... you don't know. He wasn't treated greatly there, was he? Wasn't treated too well. But a solid mid-table club, maybe in Everton... Yeah. You know, somewhere that ilk, like, you know, he may well be. Who?
Ipswich.
Or Super Mick McCarthy, of course.
Super Mick McCarthy.
Get down! Get down, champ. but yeah, Pellegrino still under.
Finidi George still there.
Finidi George? Yeah, he's still on the tractor. Still on the tractors.
Finidi, we'll get off that tractor!
Finidi, we've got a game, man. What are you doing?
Get out, Jesus Christ, Finidi! Finidi,
ooh, he comes from Africa to drive a big tractor. Is that racist?
No.
No, I don't think so. I don't think
so. What's racist about that?
Don't know.
A man's from Africa, he's come to Ipswich.
To drive a tractor.
Ipswich, or they're called the tractor boys.
Yeah, no, he came to drive tractors.
Oh, he did actually.
Well, he fucking did see him play fucking very well. So he must have come to drive tractors. Freddy, get off that tractor, well, you've got a game going on here.
Basically, he didn't bring his Ajax phone with him.
No, definitely not, sir. Definitely not. But yeah, Pellegrino. And
that's who he played for.
Paul Lambert.
No, he didn't play for Paul Lambert, for Needy George.
Who else did Finidi George play for?
Ajax Inter Milan.
Inter Milan?
Should he play for Inter Milan?
I'm not sure, mate.
I'm going to check now.
Check. Wikipedia him. But yeah, Pellegrino still under tremendous pressure there at Southampton. Who are... where are they currently in the league? 17th. Only 1 point above Palace and indeed Stoke. Who they shared that point with. And as we said, Stoke...
You're going down.
Stoke in 19th there. So... both teams could have done with a win, obviously, desperately, but wasn't to be. In a ball draw of a 0-0, but we move on to no doubt one of the performances of the weekend now.
What was that, sir?
Our team from down... Not our team, the team from down the road there. Swansea City.
Oh, should see him trying to come down this road.
Oh.
As every week I rant on about the road...
The parking, sir.
My parking. Well, 2 weeks ago, they started major roadworks here.
That was going to be done in a week.
Done in a week. They
still
in
no, son.
Right. They made the road smaller, so it's harder for them to park. Anyway, there's still roadworks everywhere.
Yeah.
Should see him driving down this road trying to find space. Didn't have a single car.
Is it? Amazing.
They're like, ah!
Amazing. But yes, Swansea City are we. 4-1 winners. Over West Ham and David Moyes' side took a hell of a beating, son. It was rock and roll football, as Carvajal said.
Yeah, rock and roll. Played the tune, didn't it?
Yes, and key with the opener, Michael van der Hoorn, 2-0 up after 32 minutes for Swansea, and then they doubled their lead in the second half. Andy King with his on his first start. Finidi. Finidi. Oh, it's all eyes.
Ah, yeah.
Finidi, he'll tell you himself, I'm all eyes.
I'm all eyes.
Daniel
Amicacci.
All eyes. Is that how he talks, I think? I don't know. Will I, is that racist?
Yeah, that is.
I can't do that then. Andy King with a goal on his debut.
Oh, you're right, he did play for Milan.
On his first start. Anyway,
well, I think he played for Milan at that same time. He used to play for Ajax as well.
Oh. Now we're talking. I don't know, Al.
Finidi George played for Kalbar Rovers. He played for one season for...
Now, I apologise if I get this wrong. Ayawaniawani National.
Ayawaniawani.
Need for shots.
That's a song, isn't it?
Ajax for three seasons. Real Betis.
Real Betis.
Real Mallorca. Real Mallorca. Real Mallorca. Mallorca. Ipswich Town.
Hey.
35 appearances, 7 goals, son. And he went back, he finished his career in Mallorca.
Oh, there we are, man.
And he's running...
back to the sun.
What's he doing at the moment now?
He's working for John Deere. He is. Selling tractors, son.
No.
And farm equipment.
Says you.
Down in Suffolk.
Selling sunbeds in Mallorca.
Selling sunbeds.
Yes.
On the beach.
Solanos, yeah. Like Benidorm.
But yeah, Andy King on his first start. Jordan AU with a penalty after his brother Andre won it for Swansea, and Mikhail Antonio with a consolation.
Why haven't they got the same last name?
For West Ham, who's that?
Andre won it and Andre AU.
It's all different fathers, I think. But yeah, Swansea. I mean, I think they've had in the 15 games
7 minutes.
7 minutes. Well, he had that one. He floored him, didn't he?
Well, yeah, yada.
7 minutes. So half of that's gone. 3.5 minutes for Brighton to hold on for the famous Premier League victory over Arsenal. Here. And yeah. Jordan Ayew and Andre Ault both look very dangerous for Swansea. Yeah. You can see a lot of teams having trouble against them. Jordan Ayew especially. I know they got a lot of plaudits from the pundits yesterday, Jordan Ayew especially. But if you've watched Swansea's last 6 or 7 games, he's been playing out of his skin each and every game. It wasn't just yesterday. He's, you know, he's running himself into the ground every game and really producing for his club. Swansea, they're scoring goals. 8 wins in the 15 games he's had in charge so far. He's just he's a miracle worker at the moment, isn't he? And they look like the most dangerous team down the bottom. They look like they're going to stay up if they can keep this form up.
Oh, no, fucking...
They got teams in and around them coming up.
To 13th now.
Yep, I think they got Huddersfield next weekend. That's away. That's away. But, I mean, if they can win that, I'd have them safe. I don't think other teams have got enough in them to get enough points to pass them. Because that puts a good little gap between them. I know they got Man United after that, but then they got like Southampton and another team down the bottom after that. So the next 4 games...
It's going down to the wire.
Yeah. So the next 4 games, if they can get 2 wins out of the next 4 games, Swansea are safe for me. Because that's
how... Doesn't mean we'll have another fucking statue of some random manager now.
Yeah, we'll have a statue. But West Ham, absolutely diabolical. This was worse than when they were playing under Bilic yesterday. Yeah. Performance was terrible. After the immediate impact David Moyes has, it's all gone a bit tits up, as they
you know,
say.
Bilic was getting $3.5 million a year.
Is he? Fair dues. Why not, don't
I?
Take it, they're going to give it to you. Take
it's
it,
around 65,000
a week.
Just over 65,000 a week.
Well, it's nothing compared to the players, though, is it, son? You know what I mean?
Why the managers don't get paid as much as the players?
I don't know. All his complaints about the players getting paid too much. You take it, someone's going to offer you that. You're not going to say, no, I don't.
Snap your answer.
Yeah, you're not going to say, no, I don't deserve all that. You say, yes, come on then, give it to me. And I'm not being funny, they've got to work weekends. And nights. Yeah. And nights sometimes.
I'm back all this.
So, you know, you've got to think about this, ladies and gentlemen. You know what I mean? It's not all fucking rainbows and ponies for them, is it? But yeah, Swansea, tremendous car, rock and roll football, as we said. And we'll move on one more before half time, shall we? Al? Tottenham Hotspur! You're about boring you, son.
Half time, son, so I can see Piers Morgan's
we're doing half time now.
Tweet Wenger out.
It'll be out soon. 30 seconds for Brighton to hold on now. Glenn Murray takes it to the corner.
One minute.
Take it to the corner, Glenn. Keep it, son.
Yeah, so Tottenham beat
Huddersfield 2-0 at Wembley. Heung-min Son with 2 goals out. Yeah. Great timing for me as I put him in my dream team that morning, son. That morning. He's, I mean, they changed their formation slightly yesterday, Tottenham. Always at home, especially. I mean, I think they done Huddersfield 4-0 there, didn't they? Tottenham, yeah, they found their foot there. I mean, they're quality side, you know what I mean?
That's it, ladies and gentlemen.
That's it, Brighton win. Wenger's going out, son. He's out. Got to be out the door, surely.
Got to be.
Murray, he's had a tremendous season, Glenn Murray.
He gets paid. 8.9 million a season.
Glenn Murray?
No, Arsene Wenger.
Arsene Wenger. It's no wonder he's not fucking going to leave. It's no wonder he's not leaving himself, is it? No, you have to get me out this door kicking and screaming, boys. And if he does go, what'll happen? He'll have a lovely little payoff. Yeah, lovely little payoff, yeah.
All the fucking goody stuff for the club, they're not, no, they've not been playing well
no.
these past couple of seasons, but fucking don't forget, Invincibles.
Yeah.
Brought the Premier League there.
Oh, no, absolutely fantastic. But it's just. It's a time now, isn't it? It is a time. You know, absolutely, he's an absolute legend.
Maybe
there.
He's a manager from an old time
game. Yeah. He's an absolute legend. He's, what he's done for that club, he's the best manager they've ever had, probably ever will have in this era. One of the best in the Premier League. One of the greatest things to happen to English football, in my opinion.
Oh, yeah.
You know, but time's time. It is, you know what I mean?
He would be cast as a dinosaur now in football.
Yeah, it's just it's just fucking same every season. Tired of talking about it, at the end of the day. Because if he doesn't go, it's just going to be the same old season next season. I can't be asked talking about it anymore. But yeah, Tottenham, tremendous home record. They're really finding their feet at Wembley. 2-0, solid against Huddersfield. Always going to have too much. And this Son is just so important to them.
Oh, yeah.
When you think about it, you know.
Maybe more important than Prince Harry.
Prince Harry. Well, I was thinking about it, yeah, I watched a lot of the game yesterday.
Because he sets a hell of a lot up.
His work rate is unbelievable. Tracking back, tackling, springing forward. Exactly. And I was thinking about it in terms of importance to the team. You look at other teams in the Premier League and you think, you look at Man City, and their most important and influential player is probably Kevin De Bruyne.
Yeah.
And you think, Son, well, the last 2 months especially, his form, last two, maybe 3 months, you look at it and think, well, at the moment, he is probably that important to Tottenham at the moment. I mean, they've still got, like Man City, they've still got the quality around Kevin De Bruyne and Silva and Aguero and Sterling. And Tottenham has still got the quality around him. In Eriksen and Dembele, who could have had a better season, but still, Harry Kane as well. But his all-round play for the side and work rate, I think, is important to Tottenham as Kevin De Bruyne to Man City at the moment. And like you said, I think he is just...
You know, as important as
him and Harry Kane at the moment have to be the first names on the team sheet without a doubt. So, tremendous for him. Hope he carries on now because he's in my dream team. And carries on. So, Huddersfield are disappointing. Always going to be hard. But they've just got to concentrate on their home form and hopefully pick up some points over the last 9 games now. So, we'll have half time quickly, Al, shall we?
Oh, I still got the dream team.
Go on.
Them transfers don't. Happen until Friday, so Aubameyang has got his points.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, I made mine on yesterday, so it says they'll happen on the 8th.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
All right. The thing. Go on, Al, give us a kazoo. Nice, and that's half time of our Premier League review. And as we said at the top of the show, we're on V2 Football. Don't go, we said. Very good, Al, on the kazoo. Can't stop him, ladies and gentlemen. But yeah, check out all the other podcasts.
You fucking try to.
Oh, no, I wouldn't, Al. I wouldn't want to. Son. On the website, of course, you got the 72 show, All Things Football League. As we said, we got the V2 Football Podcast, the media's turn this week, talking in depth about Gary Neville and his comments from last week, slagging off Arsenal. Probably the same this week after this performance.
What did he say?
I was just calling him spineless and all this. Had a right go at him, like, you know what I mean?
Always does, doesn't he?
Yeah, pretty much. But
he's right up.
Oh, absolutely, well done. And of course, check out the well, it's not even new. It's not nearly new now. The Broken But Glorious Wrestling Podcast.
You've got to stop saying that, son, because it's not new.
That's why I stopped saying it. I just that was me announcing really that I'm going to stop saying it. The Broken But Glorious Wrestling Podcast. Obviously, it was on this week with the Elimination Chamber review.
Which was terrible.
Of course, the six man main event. Talking about that.
Seven.
Six, isn't it?
Seven?
Yep. I only saw six.
Seven men in the Eliminator Chamber, son. First time ever.
Don't think so, son.
Braun Strowman eliminated five men. Alright.
Right.
Roman Reigns eliminated Braun Strowman to win. That's six men plus Roman Reigns, seven.
I only saw six.
You sure you're not watching the woman one?
No, I watched that and then I watched the men's. Six men.
Seven men.
I only saw six.
Four pods, three men started. Miz, Rollins, Balor started. And then four men, Elias, Braun Strowman, John Cena, Roman Reigns.
John Cena was there?
Yeah.
Oh, I couldn't see him.
Ah! But I'm punching it.
Anyway. took a while, son.
We've got to build it up, haven't we? We've got to build it up, son.
But anyway, yes, so check out that as well. Obviously, there'll be more shows on there this week about covering all wrestling, British, American, India, all the scene. And the interviews, latest interviews on there as well.
Don't tell anybody, but apparently Rey Mysterio's torn his left bicep.
Oh, no.
And he might have been part of WrestleMania 34.
Oh, yeah, I heard that.
That's a surprise. Like, his boys last year.
Yeah, he's. But is this?
I can't see that happening now if he has torn his left bicep.
Oh.
Well, Gary. I got his moustache, Gary.
And I'll toot us away, Sam, because that's the one. turn the kazoo around, son.
Oh, I set you free.
Yeah, love it, son. Out the limo, son. Out the limo.
I don't know. That's my top 10 songs of all times.
Yeah?
I'm not really a big dance fan. But Set You Free by Entrance. Oh,
gets you going, doesn't it, son?
Laugh when the lightning starts, son. Oof. I remember dancing to that in a phone party, son, with you.
Phone party? Yeah, that's my fucking phone, eh? In that.
Lost it wasn't supposed to be a phone party. Somebody was OD'd. Oh, my God.
Yes, mad to get a call of his OD.
Look at that. All that music
was
past. I've made up a joke. I thought it on the night, but I thought, oh, no, I'll say that at a better time.
Well, I'm like 15 years for this
15,
one.
15 to 18 years. All right.
This is too good to waste here. I need an audience.
Do a radio show.
An act anyway with a blow of Al's kazoo. We start a second half review.
Next week I might actually use my mouth to blow it.
Yeah, I wish you would, Al. Because the end of that kazoo stinks now.
No.
Anyway. The Wobbly Derby, Al. Watford against West Bromwich.
Pardew!
Taxi for Pardew. 1-0. Yes. It's fucking good enough for the prick, Al. Good enough for him, son.
He'll be sacked.
Gotta be, man. Gotta be. Absolutely terrible since he's been taken over. But it was Troy Deeney.
I bet Tony Pulis is crying at night. All the hard work he's done for that team.
Well, I bet the chairman's crying.
And then Pardew comes along and he wrecks it.
I bet the chairman's crying that Pulis isn't there anymore. I tell you that now.
Top titties. We've got him at the Barra. 3-0 to the Barra.
Ooh, gentleman Banford with the hat-trick, wasn't
he? Well, he got an hat-trick. The third goal, he was way offside.
Yeah, controversial, was it, son? But wouldn't that VAR? Wouldn't happen.
Wenger up there, son. Signs up there.
Wenger out. They're all staying. The Arsenal fans all staying.
Look at them two there. They're already protested. Born with the Invincibles.
Oh, here we go. Wenger out.
Not 2019 now.
It is all kicking off. There we are.
But Wenger out, not 2019. No.
No.
Huh?
No. Jamie Redknapp, I
tell you. That should have been Wenger out now, not 2019.
Yeah.
Not Wenger out, 2019. No.
Yeah.
That doesn't make sense. That's terrible grammar.
Terrible. She jumped to the sun. It's all Twitter. It's all text speak, isn't it?
Fucking arsehole supporters.
Jamie Redknapp will clear up the situation with his in-depth football knowledge. Oh, yeah. Don't worry about that.
He's a prick. How can you walk away from Luis?
Huh?
Huh? He's what, he left Luis. Divorced.
She should have went on Strictly trying to better herself, should she?
You watch your fucking mouth when it comes to Luis. She should be Dame. And that prick, he's left her.
Why? Dame? Because she looks like a fucking man. Is that why, son?
You fuck it, you close, son. I'll get my big knife out. I'll chop a few nipples off and feed you to. But ridiculous. I've tried messaging her.
Yeah.
She's blocked me.
She's blocked you. She's blocked
saying
you.
I've got a shoulder to cry on.
That's fair enough, mate.
Got two,
sir. Just being nice. Just being a nice guy, sir.
And a double bed.
And a double bed, son. If you get a bit tired of crying, have a little lie down. Yeah. It's fine.
And I said, when you're here, you can sign my single I bought from me.
There we are.
Pandora's box. What a tune. Don't find it anywhere. A couple of years later, walking around a charity shop. Boom. Pandora's box. 25p.
Less than a stamp, son. Less than a stamp.
Stamp? You need the fucking mortgage for a stamp these days. Dirty bastards. It was like 78p for the first class.
No, number. It's not.
I shit thee nay.
Mark, you're having a laugh now, are you?
It's about 67, 68p for a first class stamp.
A laugh, man. Jesus. 24p, I remember you. Remember you say 24?
No, see, I like buying boxes of snaps.
Yeah, preserve them, that's right, get them in case.
It's like £8 now for a box of 12?
It's not on that, is it?
Dirty bastards.
It's not on. Privatisation.
Dirty royal privatisation, bastards.
Because they sold them off, isn't it?
Dirty bastards.
Anyway, Watford 1-0 winners.
Bastards as well, because they can't be bothered to deliver you fucking parcel.
No, exactly, son.
You were out. What the fuck out?
I've been nowhere. Fucking snowing out, son. Troy Deeney it was out.
Troy.
With a winner. Scored a winner last week. Scores a winner this week.
I watched the show, Borin, on Saturday night on BBC.
Didn't flip anyone off. What's that? What show?
Troy Fallen of the City or something. Troy. I don't know what the
biography, was it, of him?
I thought it was, but it was about Troy the Trojan War. Yeah, I was thinking it's not fucking about Troy Deeney. Nothing about Troy Deeney. He's never been to Greece in his life.
Oh dear, excuse
Fall
me.
Fall of the Kingdom, I think it's called.
Fall of the Kingdom, is
something
it?
Something like that. I didn't.
Oh, big budget, and a big budget BBC thing. But yeah, 1-0 to Watford.
No Game of Thrones, son.
Xavi Gracia doing all right since taking over. I mean, they weren't going to go down, were they? They weren't in trouble too much.
Ooh.
Xavi Gracia is a new manager, isn't he? Took over from Marco Silva, son.
Xavi?
Xavi Gracia, man.
Javier Garcia.
I don't know who you think's the manager, son. It's not Javier Garcia. It's Xavi Gracia. G-R-A-C-I-A.
Gracia.
But anyway, as we said, Watford doing well up in ninth now. 36 points. One more win. And traditionally, that is the safety mark of points in it. They'll be on 39 then.
Yeah.
So that would be them well and truly safe. And you think in nine games, they're bound to get one or two wins. So that's fantastic for Watford.
Another season for the Watford boys.
Another season.
Brighton as well. They're 34 points on Everton.
That's it. It's going to be, I think, Everton safe. Bournemouth are safe.
Yeah.
It's from Swansea down for me,
30th,
now.
Yeah.
Swansea, West Ham, Huddersfield, yeah. Newcastle, Southampton, Palace and Stoke, West Brom are gone.
Bold prediction here, sir. One of them three teams.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or one of them. Three of them teams.
Three of them teams.
Will be going down.
You think?
Yeah. How many of them? Was it 1, 2, 3, 4,
7.
5, 6, 7, 8, didn't it?
Yeah, maybe. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Three of them eight teams.
Eight teams, yeah.
Will be going down.
And obviously in four games' time, I think Swansea will be near safety. I think they'll have 36 points in the next four games. I think West Ham, they should have enough quality. They should have enough goal scorers to win a few games. The rest of them, you just don't know. The rest of them, you put money on maybe Newcastle because of Benitez and his experience.
Yeah.
And he is able to get players perform
hopefully as a coach. Hopefully they'll stay up because Ashley will sell that club.
Yeah.
Let me talk about him.
Go on. What's that right now, sir?
He sells dodgy shit. I bought a Lee Cooper belt there, son. The other day, I bought two.
Oh, yeah.
They were cheap. They were like £10 a pop.
Oof.
All right. 2 weeks I had it, and it fucking snapped.
No.
Lee Cooper leather belt. He's a fucking conning fat cunt.
Right, son. I believe you, son.
I fucking hate him.
I believe you, son. I believe you.
Money grabbing cunt.
We'll move on then to Anfield, Liverpool.
He gets fresh.
You get some Vagisil on that, son. You'll be alright. Liverpool.
Drops off.
2-0 winners over Rafa's Newcastle. Rafa returned to Anfield. Liverpool unbeaten at Anfield all season. They haven't lost a game at Anfield in the Premier League. 2-0 winners. Mo Salah and Sadio Mane with the goals. Typical goal scorers, as we said last week. They're always on the score sheet. Back up to the second until Manchester United play at least. And clean sheet for them as well, which is good for me because old Van Dijk's in my dream team, son. I'll put him in there.
Van Dijk.
Van Dijk, Dick's brother. Dick's son, even. But yeah, they, you know, you would think that they're top four now.
I don't give a shit.
You, yeah, no, I know you don't. I know you don't. But Salah now.
Salah.
I think he's a top scorer, isn't he? 32 or 33 goals in total for the season. Absolutely tremendous. Yeah, I mean, you look at the top four. We've got Chelsea playing this afternoon against Man City. If they lose that, it is five points between Chelsea and Tottenham. And it's almost like that top four breaking away a little bit now. Especially with Chelsea.
Oh, breaking away. Gotta find a better place.
Chelsea and Conte, then just
Conte's balls on Sky TV.
Oh, he loves it, doesn't he?
Yeah, look at me, I punch like this.
The Italians, isn't it? The Italians. You take the picture now? Do a flash? Where's the flash? I didn't see no flash.
I did not
you
pull.
Take that?
I did not pull. He's starting Bridgewater a lot, isn't he?
Yeah.
That's why they fucking lose
all the time. And again today, he seems to be playing.
Well, three at the back.
What do they call it? They call it that false nine, don't they? We know recognised striker Morata and Giroud on the bench. Hazard it is who's in the middle up the top, but it's sort of like it's basically three attacking midfielders all in England. So it's a risky tactic against such a good side with Man City not to have an out and out striker up there. But we'll see how it pans out. But yeah, I mean, if they lose today against Manchester City at and half full Etihad, no doubt, which will be a good crowd for Man City. Then they're in real danger of not getting in that top four because it's Tottenham, Liverpool, Man United, Man City are just breaking away. 5 points off the top four then. You think they'll be safe enough in fifth. But they've got to find form and they've got to find more goal scorers other than Hazard's really been carrying them the last couple of weeks. And Willian as well, isn't it?
Willian.
But anyway, we've talked about Liverpool sitting pretty in second until Man United play, having a tremendous season. And obviously the game we just watched out, Brighton and Hove Albion, two teams, mind, so give Wenger a little credit there. He's had to send his boys out against two sides there. And 2-1 winners, Brighton, Lewis Dunk and Glenn Murray, who's having a tremendous season. Glenn Not Murray. Sure how many he's scored
Glenn
this
Murray
season.
Curry.
Glenn Murray-Kerry. And Aubameyang with a consolation before half-time for Arsenal. And then Brighton, just a solid performance, holding on second half, as we said. And tremendous, absolutely tremendous.
What happened to your phone case, son? I thought you had a yellow phone case.
I had to get my screen fixed, and I've never put it back on. Because when I had my screen fixed out, they give me a lifetime guarantee with this screen.
Oh, yeah?
So, basically, I don't give a fuck if I drop it now, because I can go and get it fixed.
Nice.
For nothing. I know it's not the attitude I should have. I should put it back on.
Should put it on.
But I think it's only got to last till November anyway, and then I got a new contract, you know?
Is it that? God, that's gone quick, hasn't it?
2 years, son. 2 years.
Oh, mind you, mine's January.
There we are, see? Yeah. Here we are, see? Goes quick, man. Quicker. The older you get, the quicker it goes. No. And as we said, Manchester City against.
Of course, the Samsung 9 up there.
Samsung 9.
Something March, isn't it?
Oh, I don't get any work. I'll probably just get a new one and the same one. Six.
Oh,
success.
Nah. You might as well upgrade.
Oh, they're all the same nowadays,
aren't
they?
Oh, might as well upgrade. I can take pictures in low lots.
They're all the same, son.
I've got Bigsby on it.
And as we say, before we go, we'll do a bit of prediction now. Man City, Chelsea, we'll see if we're right next week.
Man City
at home all the way. A Monday night football, Crystal Palace against Manchester United. What do you reckon, son?
2-0, Desmond.
2-0 at Desmond?
Yeah.
I wouldn't put past it because Palace are capable of scoring goals.
Yeah.
But then you look at Man United and under Jose, however much people don't like him, he gets results. It's more than likely could be just 1-0 or 0-0.
Is it worth a watch?
Well, is it worth a watch?
Is it worth me missing EastEnders, or shall I watch EastEnders and then watch the football afterwards?
Well, the fact is, you look at it, I mean, Mourinho, although he knows the league is gone, he's still a very competitive guy. Whether he comes across as that in the recent press conferences, he would still want to, if he can't finish first, he would want to finish second above the likes of Liverpool and Tottenham and whoever else. He still wants to be, you know, the next best at the moment. But saying that, will the players have that same mindset? Palace at home, under the lights.
He's on 15 million a year.
Is he really? Is he really? And our mate Roy Hodgson. I mean, at the end of the day, they're at home, 10 games to go for them, and they're bang in danger. And still in that bottom three, they have to go for it. So if they go for it, from the off. And
Guardiola's wearing the ribbon again.
Oh, defying him. Defying him again. The Premier League.
It's all right. He's on like 70 million a year.
What have you had? Have you had a leak through from the Premier League? Some all their wages or what?
Do you know what? I was thinking last night. I want to see how much managers are on.
Yeah,
I can get all the managers. I want to find out how much Tony Pulis gets as Middlesbrough manager. Couldn't find any, but I did find out the top 10 earners.
He's probably on a good whack there. They got money.
Jurgen Klopp's got 7 million a year.
I'm surprised. Yeah. I'd say Pulis must be on about 2, maybe 2.5, 3 million a year, I would have said.
It interests me, see?
Yeah. No, do you like that? But
if I'm not looking at porn, I'm looking at facts and figures.
But I'd say I want to see Crystal Palace come out and just absolutely go for it the first 20 minutes. And that sets a tone.
Is Saha injured?
I don't know, to be honest with you.
If Saha still injured, then they got no hope.
I'm not sure. There's no mention of him in the team sheet early, you know, team news, I should say. Obviously, it's the day before. But yeah, I mean, if they come out going for it, playing fast football and trying to go attacking football, then it sets a tone for the game. And that makes Manchester United try and play in a similar way then, doesn't it? You know what I mean? So you're in for a good game then. And however much you see, I mean, you know, under the floodlights, it's always more exciting than that. Usually is, isn't it? So hopefully, like you said, a nice Desmond 2-2.
I haven't been to
plenty of goals
for years.
No, I haven't either, son. Don't go out after dark much now.
No.
Getting old, son.
Well, I was attacked last night, wasn't I?
Was your attack last
night?
Oh, of course, yeah, I remember, son. Yeah, I remember. But that's it, blow the kazoo. Well, that's it for our Premier League news.
Ooh, that needs tuning.
That's it, son. That's the right one. But yeah, that's it.
That's it. They're a full podcast, isn't it?
There's no quiz this week because, of course, Al won his fourth BMAC quiz.
Four-time.
Fourth world of famous BMAC quiz. Who's that? David Astori?
Dead this morning.
Fiorentina?
Yeah. Fiorentina captain, from dead this morning.
Do we know why?
No. Nothing yet. Jesus. 2 weeks old baby girl.
Bloody hell. Oh, sad times, then. Sad times. But yes, as we said, there's no no quiz for us next week. I don't know. When do we start that again, Al?
For the new season.
When's that? A couple of shows.
This is episode 8. We've got episode 9. And we've got episode 10.
There we are. Right,
so after 2 more episodes, we'll start a new quiz.
All right. Well, we might do a little... We'll think of a little fun game next week to do.
I tell you what we can do now, son. Football fact. Get a football fact up. Let's blow out listeners' minds.
A football fact up, Al?
Yeah.
I don't know a football fact, son. How do I find that, son?
Well, just type in football facts.
Football facts, guys. Stick with us.
Here we go.
Here's a fact that is going to blow your mind.
Ah, fucking up. It bit my tongue.
Yeah.
And also, one. You can do your plugs against that.
They know football. What we on?
Don't be a lazy cunt.
Don't know what we on at. Our football sponsors, V2 Football, for all your podcast needs, ladies and gentlemen. Football, wrestling, anything.
Is that a thing, though?
Dirty talk, anything you want is on them.
Dirty talk.
Here's a fact for you. Mark Hughes, old Sparky, Stoke's old manager, once played for Wales and Bayern Munich on the same day.
Never.
Yes. Hughes had just signed for Bayern and was due to play for Wales against Czechoslovakia in Prague in an 88 qualifier. I had dinner with Uli Hoeneß, who asked me what time Wales match was on, Hughes said. I told him it was around midday. And he said, "That's okay then, you're compliant in the evening as well." Hoeneß watched the game and then flew him into the Bayern game on the other side of the Czech border, where Borussia Mönchengladbach were the opponents. "We actually flew over the ground and missed the first half. But I got there at the start of the second half, and Bayern won."
Oh yeah,
there we are. No, I didn't say you would have said that, but there we go. There we are.
Your accent, son.
I tried to do it.
Very low, low.
I tried to do it.
Here's another fact, sir.
Oh my gosh! Here we go then. In Gaelic, patodri.
No fucking. This has been a question.
What?
This has been a question on a podcast which you got wrong.
Is it?
Yeah.
Hey, I ain't doing Scottish now. In Gaelic, patodri, the home of Aberdeen, roughly translate as shit heap.
Yeah.
Place of manure or hill of dung to be played. Can't do Scottish. Go on, we'll have one more.
I'll do my best Scottish accent. Okay,
Kylie Minogue. Here we go. Here's the last fact then to finish the podcast. Zlatan Ibrahimovic, now you've heard of him.
I've heard of him.
Has played for 6 clubs that have won the Champions League, but he's never actually won the trophy himself.
Well, so that'll be done with a wicket.
Of course, Ajax, Barcelona, Inter, Juventus, Milan, and now Manchester United.
Yeah.
So there we go. Never know, he's got a chance this season. He's got a chance.
Yeah, he's still in it.
But ladies and gentlemen, that's it. That's the end of this week's Arsenal Premier League podcast. We'll be back next week because it's Premier League. And then a week after is FA Cup, so we get a week off.
Oh, what?
I mean, if we get 3 weeks in a row, Al, that's got to be that's
a pain in the ass because we're going to wait a week. Then,
well,
for the last episode of the current series.
Well, I tell you what we do. We'll have a word because sometimes the lads at V2 do a little FA Cup special. If they're not doing an FA Cup special, we'll do it. How's about that?
All right, Jimmy, we'll do that.
All right, there we are.
Oh.
Right, so that's it, ladies and gentlemen. Have a good week
and be lucky.